This is Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton.
Welcome to this edition of Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State President Wayne Andrews, and our final edition of Shaping Appalachia. Dr. Andrews, it didn't seem 3.5 years ago when we started this show that we'd be winding down right now, but tell us a little bit about why you wanted to start this, and we've had some fine guests on this program.
It was sort of around the advent of the SOAR initiative in eastern Kentucky, and we thought that one way we could help our listening audience to learn about the university's impact in the region was to do a radio show. So over the course of these previous broadcasts, what we've tried to do is bring people in and onto the show that could talk about what the university was doing, particularly what it was doing with respect to our students, our citizens, and with our communities in eastern Kentucky. And I think it's had pretty good feedback.
We'll come back. We'll have our show after this.
MSU's biology, biomedical, and chemistry programs offer valuable hands-on experience and research opportunities. Working alongside Morehead State University faculty, students receive personal instruction in the classroom and laboratory. As a result, MSU alumni are accepted into professional schools at rates above state and national averages. Major in you at Morehead State University. Learn more at moreheadstate.edu/biochem.
Today's technical world needs advanced technical training. Morehead State's Department of Engineering and Technology Management offers programs in engineering and construction management, civil engineering, electronics, computer design, and manufacturing engineering. Study online with the Technology Management program to earn your BS degree. Major in you at Morehead State University. Learn more at moreheadstate.edu/ETM.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State President Wayne Andrews. We'd like to thank all the stations that have carried Shaping Appalachia. The MSPR staff, Morehead State Public Radio staff, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Chuck Maraz, Dan Conte. Over in West Liberty at WMOR, WLKS, WRLV, and WCBJ, you got Merv Lawson and Randy Stacy. Hayes McMakin and Jeff Ray at WIVOY and WKCA. Down in the Ashland area, WLGC, Jim Forrest, and in Paintsville, WSIP, Spike Berkheimer. A lot of them are Morehead State grads, and they're proud to air a program concerning the Appalachian region and Morehead State University, and we really want to thank them.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd send out my thanks to them as well. These are people proud to represent their university out into the region, for they understand the impact of this place in what we've done since our humble beginning in 1887. So thank you very much to all of those individuals. We appreciate it, and my hope and expectation is the show will continue, perhaps in a different form or format.
Let's go back a little bit and talk about how you all came to be. How did you meet Dr. Andrews?
Well, actually, we got to know each other at the Dairy Queen in our hometown. He was home on leave from Vietnam and was going back for a second tour. And I was working there in the summer for college, and that's really how we got to know each other.
Well, the truth is, though, we went to the same high school. Sue was a year ahead of me in high school, and I like to tell that she was a member of the white sweater, the Honor Society, and I guess I was in a different level, a different social strata. So we weren't friends in high school, but we became friends following, as she pointed out, when we both graduated. I was in the Army, and she went on to college.
You mentioned Vietnam. You had two tours, I do believe, and you credit the GI Bill with enabling you to go back to school and start your education career.
Yeah, I do, Jason, and I'm really proud of what our country has done in that regard. The most recent GI Bill is awesome for men and women and their families. When I came out of service in 1970, I enlisted for 4 years in 1966, and when I came out of service, because I was a Vietnam veteran, Massachusetts waived the tuition for men and women coming that were Vietnam vets, so I didn't pay any tuition to go to a regional college at the time, Fitchburg State College. It was very much like a Morehead State. And then in addition to that, I had the GI Bill, which provided some monthly assistance. And after my freshman year, Sue and I married, and she was teaching full-time. So we did just fine going through school. And then I actually had enough GI Bill, it carried me into graduate school. So that was really important to me. And that's one of the reasons that I very much like to support non-traditional students, you know, men and women that are not starting out coming out of high school as freshmen. These are people usually that have some challenges in life with children, families, work obligations, and I think we should do everything we can to assist them.
I know you're very proud of, for most of your career here at Morehead State University, we have been a military-friendly school. You have put an emphasis on that, and then 2012, we opened the Al Baldwin Veterans Center here in Breckenridge Hall where we taped this program, and that's been a godsend for a lot of people.
Well, it has, and it's just one way I think that a public university can help returning men and women from the armed services to become mainstreamed back into the culture at home. It's really important. You know, some of these folks have had a tough time in service, and we need to reach out to them and make sure that we do everything that we can to prepare them for the next phase of their life, which is career and work, and to be able to do that in a manner that's helpful to them. So I'm very proud of that.
Mrs. Andrews, you were a reading teacher, a specialist for many years at the Johnson City area, the Johnson City Public Schools. You know, that's when you're dealing with a specialty, you have to love that and have to love the kids. And did you miss that at all when you were here at Morehead State?
I miss the kids. I really do. You know, there's something just really special about elementary children. I've taught in four different states. And actually, I was an elementary teacher most of my career. But the last 8 years, I was the reading specialist. And that way, I got to know everybody in the school because our reading lab actually worked with every child.
I know that we mentioned Dairy Queen. So after Dairy Queen and he got back, how long did you all date before you all decided to tie the knot?
Well, several years because, as I said, I had enlisted for 4 years. So when I came back from Vietnam, I still had about 2 years left on my obligation, and I went out to Fort Riley with the 1st Infantry Division for almost 2 years. So So we dated through that off and on, and when I came home from service, we dated more seriously. But then Sue said, well, you know, I'm not going to get married until you go to college and finish at least a year, so I know you can do it. And so we delayed getting married until July 31st of 1971. So this year we're coming up on 46 years.
Oh, that's great.
And his answer to that was, I'm going to end up with more degrees than you have, which is true.
And it's a great thing. Dr. Andrews, we always talk when we had coaches on about the importance of a program are the assistant coaches. Now, you have great vice presidents, but Mrs. Andrews has been a rock for all your years, Illinois State, East Tennessee State, and here at Morehead. She kind of exemplifies the First Lady because she's, even when you can't make an event, she's there, and a lot of people gravitate towards her.
Well, that's very true, Jason. This is Sue and I, this year, will 2017, finish our 40th year in higher education. I graduated from West Virginia University with my doctorate in May of 1977. So this is the end of a 40-year career. And we've been together through all that and beyond. Sue's been an ideal First Lady in my estimation, because she does it with grace, and she has an ego that's very much intact. Her ego does not depend upon the title First Lady. She's very self-sufficient. She has been willing to help wherever we've needed assistance. As you pointed out, there have been many times when I couldn't be someplace, had to be somewhere else. Sue would fill in and did it beautifully, and she's done it all with grace. So, you know, First Ladies, like presidents, they come in a variety of configurations, but I think together we've been a good team. We've had a lot of fun, and Jason, you know, we talk about intercollegiate athletics, but for me, it's a wonderful way to showcase our university. And when we had our budget discussions, Brian Hutchinson did a really nice job of providing an overview to the board in an orientation session about athletics. And, you know, their budget's about $9.5 million, which represents about 6.2% of the university's $152.5 million budget. And so, you know, it's a very small percentage, but what an impact it has on our reputation, on the way people view us. And so it's really important. And we have really enjoyed getting the student athletes as individual students.
You've had some great members of the Board of Regents. During your time, we've had our first female chair.
Yes.
We've had our first minority chair.
Yes.
And then we've had some graduates, well, Mr. Merchant is a graduate anyway, yes. But you had people like Jim Booth and Paul Goodpasture.
Right.
I mean, you're as only as good as the Board of Regents members.
Yeah, the Regents, the board is hugely important to the university. And I think, you know, there are some people that don't really understand the importance of that. Under Kentucky law, the Board of Regents is the primary fiduciary for the institution. That means they have the statutory responsibility to guide and direct this place at the policy level, to approve all budgets, all hirings, terminations, and all that. They have a huge responsibility. Now, what they do, of course, is they delegate that to a president and a leadership team. And then the relationship between the president and the board, that interdependent relationship, is very important. I have operated by the principle in my 12 and a half years, no surprises. You know, whatever's going on, the board, as quickly as I know about things, I inform the board so that we do business in a very orderly manner. And been blessed to have excellent leadership of the board. You've named some of those individuals that have served. And Paul Goodpasture, for the last several years, has done a terrific job. And he deserves a lot of credit because he's a local person. He's a local business person. A lot of the constituents from around here do business with the bank. And so it would be easy for Paul to be drawn into some conversations that, you know, may or may not be helpful. But he's been absolutely professional about all of that. Deals with it with, you know, appropriate dignity and grace, and we go on.
Taking a look at a little bit of the timeline here. In 2006, you created the Presidential Leadership Academy. You wanted to keep some of the bright stars here at Morehead State.
Well, I think the fundamental idea, Jason, is that nobody's born a leader. You know, you learn to be a leader. And some people learn those skills in a variety of ways. The military, for some, is one option. And, of course, there are various ways in which you can do that. But my experience had been coming here that in higher education, we didn't have many formal avenues to develop leadership, and not leadership generally, but leadership about with higher education. Better informed about higher education, the politics, the budgets, the policies, the relationships between an institution, the governing board, the Council on Postsecondary Education, all that. So the motivation was to provide an opportunity for people in a very significant way to learn about all these things and then to promote those individuals and encourage them to apply for leadership here. We've had over 100 graduates of the Academy. Last year, the American Association of State Colleges and Universities recognized it recognized our university, and that program is one of the outstanding programs in the United States. And it has made a difference. A number of individuals have moved into leadership that came out of that program.
2009, a big moment for Morehead State. The Space Science Center officially opens. Very big moment that has meant a lot to Morehead State and the area.
It has, and you know, it is now our program of distinction, recognized at the CPE. We have special funding going to that program. It is internationally recognized that, you know, we've had, I think, 4 experiments that have been developed here on campus that have been taken to the International Space Center, and they're making a huge difference in the advancement of science. And most of that work is being done by undergraduate students under the mentorship of a very highly qualified faculty. Ben Malfrus deserves huge credit for his leadership and his vision in that program. And think about how it dovetails with the economy in Kentucky, where aerospace now is the leading contributor to the gross domestic product in the Commonwealth. It is really a big deal, and it's only going to get bigger. But leadership is what drives it, and Ben and his team should really receive accolades for that because they're in a wonderful facility. It was a home run in the year it was created, and it's been a home run ever since.
The next year, 2010, the Center for Health, Education, and Research opened, and we've seen you work with other schools, other entities, St. Clair, UK, Morehead State came together. Dr. Gerald Moss had a big input in that, and, you know, it's one of the best programs we have.
Yeah, that facility, the Center for Health, Education, and Research, the SHARE building, as we call it, is probably the best example of a partnership that has paid huge dividends for the partners. So we partnered with St. Clair, the hospital, and their leadership team, with the University of Kentucky, their leadership team, and ours here. And so we formed this relationship to improve, first of all, the education of students in a variety of medically related programs, so nursing, imaging science, physician assistants, rural physician medical development through the rural physician program at UK. The hospital's interest was and we built a new family practice clinic, which is wonderful. So everybody benefited on the education side. And the other part of that is, and the primary motivation for us is helping to improve the lives of our people by delivering better health care, both through a larger educated workforce and actual delivery of services. It has been a huge success for us.
2011, the Recreation Wellness Center opened, and I know when you first got here, you discussed it with the students, and they told you what they wanted.
They did, absolutely. Jason Marion, who's now a faculty member over at Eastern Kentucky University, Jason was president of student government. He came to see me. He had been on the Board of Regents as the student-elected regent, and it was part of the interview process. He came to see me, said, Dr. Andrews, you built a recreation center at East Tennessee State. We want one just like it here at Morehead State. And I did a little checking and, of course, learned that, you know, that kind of facility has to be paid for by students. The Commonwealth won't do that. So I told Jason that, and Madonna Weathers was vice president for student affairs, and she assembled a leadership team of staff people related to recreation and a large group of students. They toured around and visited a number of places. They came back and they said, okay, this is what we want. They described it. We hired an architect, did some early planning, and then a year later we were fortunate to receive authorization to borrow money through agency bonds that would be paid for by students. The students voted to support it. And it is as nice a rec center as there is anywhere. It's a beautiful facility, wonderfully attracts students and serves their interests as well as the interests of our faculty and staff and community members.
One other thing that you really concentrated on was trying to upgrade the residence halls. Last residence hall before Andrews Hall here on campus, built in the 60s, late 60s. And really, to get students to come and live on campus, we had to do something.
We did. And, you know, in the first 6 months I was here, Jason, I walked through every building on campus and did my own assessment. I've got an interest in that sort of thing. And I got our people together and I said, you know, we need a plan to upgrade our residence halls or those that are no longer serviceable. Let's tear them down and figure out what to do next. And so we hired a national firm. They came in and helped us develop a master plan for housing, and we followed the plan. You know, my motto since I've been here is develop a plan, work the plan. We did that. We've renovated six halls, built Andrews Hall new, as you mentioned, and we built two residences out at the University Farm for students that work and learn out there. So it's been wonderful, and we now have facilities that are appropriate for students today.
What a change over the last 12 and a half, 13 years on this campus, and it's still growing because when the Adrian Dorn University Center reopens, people who may not come to campus for every 10 years for a reunion may not know this campus. So it's a great thing, and a lot of changes have occurred during your all's time here. A lot of presidents haven't had to deal with the budget stuff that you've dealt with. A lot of presidents get to work 13 years and you get more money every year. You've done more with less, and I think if people look back on that, that'll be one of the things after all is said and done that we can appreciate.
It's been a challenge, Jason, and you know what's happened in Kentucky, of course, happened nationwide when we went through the Great Recession. You know, it started in 2007. Boy, that just hit everybody, and higher ed took lots of cuts in Kentucky. We've continued to take significant cuts. We've got pension issues, as our listeners would know. The current governor has made that a high priority to try to address those. So, you know, the funding for higher education is still going to be very much in doubt. With performance funding now, the potential to reallocate everybody's money. So there's some significant challenges. But in our time, my attitude was, as I said a moment ago, plan what we need to do. Know what is that first item on the plan that you can work on, and the second item, and the third item, and allocate or reallocate money to do those things. And we had good help from the General Assembly. The first month I was here, Rocky Adkins arranged a meeting where he and Charlie Borders and I sat down at Carter Caves, the state park, and we talked about the university and priorities. And we had support from both sides of the aisle through all of my time here because people know how important this university is, particularly at Eastern Kentucky, you know. And so I'm proud of what we've accomplished, even in lean times. Now, it's been tough the last couple of years. We've had to do things that weren't what we wanted to do. You know, we've had layoffs. We've had furloughs. We've had salary reductions, one-time reductions on the faculty side, the equivalent of the furlough. And, you know, that took its toll with some of our people. But it still was the right way to approach the job. Otherwise, we would have had more massive layoffs. And I didn't want to do that. So, you know, all in all, I think, as you said, the record will show in the long run, when you look back at it, that we accepted the responsibility. We were handed a deck of cards and we played them. We have some faculty here that would rival faculty anywhere. They care first and foremost for the students. We travel to Frankfurt and we display our scholarly work there in the State House and we bring it back and we have students presenting their work on campus. It's very impressive. That would never happen without great mentors who are faculty. In addition to that, we have staff across the university that every day come to work to make this a better place for students. So it's been a wonderful place to work. You know, in our career, Susan, mine, we said this is the pinnacle, you know, 40 years into it, and we were blessed to spend the last 12 and a half years at a place like Morehead State. Doesn't get any better than that.
We'll come back to wrap things up after this.
The Kraft Academy for Excellence in Science and Mathematics at Morehead State University is a dual-credit residential high school program for select juniors and seniors. Students engage in specialized research projects guided by MSU faculty with a focus on innovation, design, creativity, civic, and regional engagement. Tuition, housing, and meals are provided at no cost. Major in you at Morehead State University. Apply online at moreheadstate.edu/craft-academy.
Morehead State University supports enlisted military, veterans, and their families. MSU makes it easy with no application fees, academic credit for military experience, financial assistance, and accommodating military obligations. The Lieutenant Colonel Al Baldwin Veterans Resource Center can get you started. You've served your country, now it's time to major in you at Morehead State University. Learn more at moreheadstate.edu/veteran or call 606-783-5226.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State University President Wayne Andrews and the First Lady, Sue Andrews. And Dr. Andrews, as we wrap up this show, wrap up this series, and wrap up your time here at Morehead State.
Well, Jason, it's been an absolute delight for us to be here. I really believe that Sue and I came at the right time for the university. We were the right people. And we were blessed to be able to stay here long enough to make an impact. We've got wonderful friends here and in the community and the region that have blessed us in a lot of ways. And, you know, we're going to continue to be part of this place into the future in appropriate ways. And we look forward to coming back. Right, Sue?
Absolutely. Come back and visit.
For Dr. Andrews and Mrs. Andrews, I'm Jason Blanton. So long, everybody.
This has been Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton. This program is produced through the facilities of Morehead State Public Radio.